Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, fellow humans. Welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. Your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Yours truly, Taylor Reed, here with another dose of sanity in your earbuds. Today, we're diving deep into something super relevant, how to practice mindfulness and kick those screen time demons to the curb. Ever feel like you're perpetually glued to your phone? Like you're constantly scrolling, refreshing, and doom scrolling through a never-ending stream of information and, let's be honest, sometimes misinformation? You know that feeling when you step away from your device and suddenly realize hours have vanished? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Mindfulness isn't just some hippy-dippy concept for yogis on mountaintops. It's a powerful tool for reclaiming control of your time, attention, and ultimately, your happiness. And guess what? Practicing it can actually be super fun. Think of it like this. You're training your brain to be more present, more aware, and less reactive to the constant digital noise bombarding us every second. So how do we actually make this happen? Number one, start small. Don't go from scrolling fiend to meditation master overnight. Begin with little pockets of mindfulness throughout your day. Maybe it's taking 5 minutes to truly savor your morning coffee, paying attention to the aroma, the taste, the warmth in your hands. Or maybe it's simply noticing the feeling of your feet on the ground as you walk, focusing on each step and the sensations. It's all about building those tiny moments of awareness. Number two, digital detox days. Yes, I said it. Dedicate a day or even just a few hours every week to unplug completely. Put your phone on airplane mode, resist the urge to check emails, and immerse yourself in something truly engaging, reading a book, taking a walk in nature, connecting with loved ones face to face. You'll be amazed at how refreshing it feels. Number three, mindful scrolling. Okay, I get it. Sometimes you just need to catch up on the latest meme or scroll through your favorite Instagram accounts. But try this. Set a timer for 15 minutes and actively engage with what you're seeing. Instead of mind the swiping, really read those captions, think about the content, and even leave thoughtful comments. You'll find that intentional scrolling can actually be more enriching than aimless browsing. Number 4. Phone-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home as phone-free zones, like the dinner table or your bedroom, to encourage mindful conversations and restful sleep. Think of it as creating sacred spaces where you can truly connect with yourself and those around you. And finally, number 5, embrace boredom. Seriously, boredom is actually a gift. It's an opportunity for your mind to wander, to spark creativity, and to simply be present in the moment. So next time you find yourself reaching for your phone out of sheer boredom, resist the urge. Let your mind wander, daydream, or even just sit in silence. You might be surprised at what emerges. Think about that last time you were completely immersed in a book, a conversation, or an activity. How did it feel? Remember those moments of pure focus and enjoyment. That's the power of mindfulness. It's about shifting our attention from the constant buzz of notifications to the richness of the present moment. And let me tell you, it's not always easy. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, so breaking free from those digital shackles takes conscious effort. But trust me, it's worth it. Imagine waking up feeling calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the day with purpose and clarity. That's the magic of mindfulness. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, put down that phone for just a few minutes, and experience the transformative power of being present in this very moment. You got this. And remember, every small step counts. Share your thoughts, experiences, and even those hilarious moments of digital detox fail with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep training that mind and stay resilient.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.